B'tochen for life, Shir 1792, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Rav Yisrael Chaim, Ben Rav Moshe Zatzal. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send them an Ilui Nishama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtige Gan Eden. We are talking about relying on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with the level called smicha, that a person feels dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, one of our listeners reached out, and it's important to know this concept, this idea, because we're coming to a close on this level of B'tochen. We're going to move to the next level, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to review all the levels just to get it very clear. But the question is that Rachmana Litzlan, someone was nifter, and they're in tremendous pain, and it's very difficult for them to feel these higher levels of B'tochen. To rely, to feel smicha, they're going through a difficulty, they feel pain. They're in tremendous tzar. It's very, very important to understand. B'tochen is a relationship. It's not something that can be forced. It takes time, it takes effort, you have to cultivate it. The purpose of the 10 levels of B'tochen is to get accustomed to different levels and be used to. Today I feel Mivtach, tomorrow I feel Mishan. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to review them very soon. Maybe the next day I could feel Techelas. We have to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not expect a person who's going through an intense tzar, Rachmana Litzlan, to feel these higher levels. Be'ezer Hashem, you'll get there. There's a concept of Avelus. There's a concept of Tzar. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created this idea in the world. People are going through pain, Rachmana Litzlan. We should never know from it. And if a person is experiencing pain, move back to a lower level. We shouldn't even call it a lower level, but it's a level that a person just accepts what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does. Instead of anticipating Yeshuas, when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in pain, it's very difficult for them to feel higher levels of B'tochen that they're relying to experience Yeshuas. But they can feel lower levels, and that's perfectly fine. The main thing is to feel Menuchas HaNefesh. And that's why it's vital to become accustomed with these various levels. And it doesn't even have to be a terrible tzar. A person wakes up in the morning one day, he's not in a good mood, life is maybe not going so good, and it's hard for him to achieve the highest level. Don't drop the ball. Don't say, today I'm just dropping B'tochen and Emunah. Every day we live with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a human being is only human. And some days he'll feel it, and some days it's just too difficult, and he's going to have to try lower levels. But as long as you're maintaining Menuchas HaNefesh, that's the goal. You can be in pain, you can be in tzar, you can feel Chas V'Shalom betrayed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's a normal hergish. You'll get over it. People are emotional. It's difficult to overcome emotions. But we have to keep repeating to ourselves the concepts that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves us, and even if we're in pain, and even if we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappointed us, He still loves us, and this is for our benefit. And just repeat it to yourself, even if you don't feel it. The goal is to try to just become at peace with Menuchas HaNefesh. And sometimes a person can't attain Menuchas HaNefesh, it's too hard. A person should try. That's the goal. It's not about achieving the highest levels of B'tochen. It's about maintaining the relationship through thick and through thin.